You're listening to FCUM Radio, radio for FC United of Manchester. And now, this club is my club.
FCUM Radio. FC and Music United.
I think it was Scott Fitzgerald who said, American lives don't have second acts. Well, this is Manchester. We do things differently here.
It's the United, Paul Armstrong.
First time shot comes in.
Jake Cottrell with a screamer.
I don't believe it.
An absolute rocket from Cottrell.
In This Club Is My Club this week, we have all the reaction and interviews from FC United's league match with Chorley from Friday evening.
Hi, this is Ray Stubbs. You're listening to FCUM Radio.
Hello, I'm your host Cockers and welcome to This Club Is My Club, right here on your very own FCUM Radio. Very shortly we'll be hearing how FC United got on in their Friday night encounter at Broadhurst Park against playoff-chasing Chorley, but before that it's now time for this week's club news. And we start this week in winning ways as the FC United youth team returned to action on Wednesday by dispatching Farsley Celtic by 6-0, including a hat-trick from Elliot Jorge Samoa Zanacio. Next up for the Reds will be a trip to West Yorkshire in a fortnight's time to take on Halifax Town. In other news, and it has been confirmed that FC United's women's team will host West Disbury and Chorley in the semi-final of the County Cup this coming Sunday. Kick-off on the Broadhurst 3G will be at 2 p.m. And finally, the club now have a growing band of walking footballers of all ages and sexes now attending weekly sessions on Mondays and Wednesdays at Broadhurst Park. To find out more about this increasingly popular area of the club, Ben caught up with one of the players, Brian Morris.
So Brian, tell us about the walking football team at FC United, how it all came about.
We've got, on a Monday and a Wednesday night, we have a session of walking football, 7 till 8. It's primarily designed for those of us of an older age vintage, predominantly over 50s, but there are some that are under 50s, and it's to encourage a bit of social interaction, a bit of health, fitness, just generally for all of us to get out and be kids again, basically.
And for those people who are unaware of the sport more generally, it is literally walking football. It's football at a walking pace.
In theory, it is walking and no contact, and the ball shouldn't go above head height. But unfortunately, you do get... The hard bit is stopping yourself running.
Okay. And what numbers are we talking about? Because it has been, how long has it been going on for a few years now?
We've been going on for probably about 12 months or more. Probably actually almost since the ground opened, I think. But the numbers are now, we've got up to a regular roster of about 30 people. We probably have about 20 on a Monday night. There's a few less on a Wednesday, which is a bit of a more of a social session. And what we're doing now is developing a series of friendly matches against other clubs.
So last week you played Curzon Ashton when we played Curzon here at Broadhurst. You played another game today as well. These are friendlies just to see where we go to. What's the next steps?
At the moment the guys are concentrating on friendlies. We've played in the odd tournament and enjoy that side of it rather than get too competitive.
So it's fun, it's not too taxing.
No.
How can people get involved then?
Anybody's welcome to come down. You just come down on a Monday. If they contact Tom Conroy or myself, we'll make sure that they can turn up. But if anyone turns up, kit it out, 7 o'clock on a Monday, that's the best bet. Wednesdays, we don't always manage it if we don't have enough numbers, so best to just check before you come on a Wednesday with us that it's taking place on a Wednesday.
Well, Brian, keep up the good work, sounds okay. Really good.
Brian Morris there from the FC United of Manchester walking team, and if you're interested in joining any of the walking football activities at the club, please contact the office via tom.conroy@fc-utd.net or by calling 0161 769 2005 during office hours. To the weekend's action now, and on Friday evening, FC United hosted our old friends Chorley at Broadhurst Park. It's over to the FC Live team now to set the scene.
Welcome everyone, it's now time for team news. Is it ready, Swamper?
Good. Yep, there we go, got it.
Going into this game, FC...
Modern technology working at its very best.
There's some people driving around in taxis or listening to us at home.
Who
are literally listening to this going, what on earth is this? Anyway, so team news.
That was an antiquated fax machine provided us with our latest team
news. Which they still use in football.
Yeah, very quickly, the problem with the fax machine is, though, it's the thing that always gets blamed when a team get 12 points deducted because the fax never got quite through for the international clearance or the player was illegible. But we sent the fax through. It's the only sport in the world where you use something that's been outdated more times than my pants.
Team news, and there's still a couple of suspensions hanging over since the last time you heard us at Nuneaton. Stevie Irwin is here in the stands.
You're pointing towards person eating a
curry. Zach Corbett is still suspended, obviously, for being a very, very naughty boy. But we've got Kieran Glynn back, and we've got Scott Kay back, which is good.
We have, yeah. For the uninitiated and for the new listener, Scott Kay is FC United's skipper, a defensive central midfield player, and been very instrumental in FC United's rise from the bottom three in the division all the way to a mid-table spot as we are at the moment. The other players that were missing this evening, Steve Irwin, has been a catalyst really for FC United this season. Tremendous centre midfield player with lots of flair and quality. He suffers, unfortunately, and he's got one match to go from his suspension. And Zach Corbett says a robust centre half, could play out on the left hand side. He's he had a four match suspension. It was an instant red card away at Kidderminster 3 weeks ago, and it was his second of the season, so four match suspension.
But coming into the side, Danny Rackie made his debut last week. Still yet to get, I think, fully up to match speed. But you could see the quality there, couldn't you, when we played
Dunedin? Very much so, yeah. The lads played league football. He's been at Bury. He's been at Rochdale. He's also played in Scotland. He's also played in Iceland.
And the Indian Premier League.
And he's also shopped on occasions in farm foods.
And I was also
signed. Yeah, he's an Icelander.
Is Jamal Crawford starts this evening? That's a bit of pace, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, the one thing that's that Chorley you've got, they've got a robust defence. But if you've got a bit of pace, you can get behind them. That's a really good for me. It's the right option for FC United to start with pace. Set your stall out early. Get out there and take it to the opposition. You're the home team. We've had a couple of poor performances in recent games. Today's an opportunity to really make a mark and settle the nerves when it comes to the relegation side of things.
Now, just to say, we've not gone all Billy Big Time because we're on an FM radio station tonight. Aidan from Constructive Coding has donated an Atmos mic. Listen to this, everyone.
Blum. Atmos mic. I'm being accosted live on air by Stockport County's finest.
I'm going to turn you down.
I'm sure he wants a job here. He's been to more games than FC United. Great result, by the way, good night. But I can't really talk because we're actually live on air, and this is our radio show.
We've Stockport County. Get your own radio station. Oh, you are.
Anyway,
it's now time to introduce the commentary team for this evening. It's FC United against Chorley, brought to you by ConstructiveCody.com and the Armchair Army here on FCUM Radio and North Manchester FM. It's Emily Maguire, but first here's Swamper.
FC Live there just before kick-off on Friday evening, and following 90 minutes of football, the match finished 0-0.
That is the end of, well, not necessarily a pulsating game. Far from it, in fairness. It's a Friday night that you probably go home, and when you're asked what was it like, you probably say, let's watch Casualty. A rerun from 1977. But endeavour, work rate, was all there. Hustle and bustle, played in a good manner. Referee was excellent. Couple of good performances from FC United and Manchester. All told, it's a point here at Broadhurst Park. And when you are to a degree in a relegation battle, you'll take that against a team who've been flying until recently. And, it's a game FC can go into on Tuesday in the semi-final of the Manchester Premier Cup and think, well, we could have done better, but we haven't been beaten.
I think that's the important thing that you just said there, they haven't been beaten. It's disappointing on a lot of fronts, but what you've had is they've faced a tough Chorley team And in fairness to Chorley, they had the better of the possession, they had the better of the opportunities. But I think from an FC perspective, they've kept them at bay. They've limited them the clear-cut opportunities. And they've managed to grind out a point here.
I think you're right, really. It's a game, really, where FC United and Manchester came into it and thinking, you know, you get all 3 points. Change the formation slightly. Thomas, in his interviews, has said, we've been playing 3-5-2 for a little while now. Some teams are starting to work us out, so we're working on new things in the training ground. You know,
yeah, which is important and the right thing to do, yeah.
A 4-3-2-1 this evening. And, you know, it's been a workmanlike, let's say, game of football. You know, both teams going at each other. Surely you'd be more aggrieved thinking that they should have maybe done better with the chances that they had. Certainly Josh Wilson will be looking at first half performance he should have maybe got one or two at least. But saying that, we're here at Broadhurst Park. You know, 2,286 people have enjoyed a game of football, it's a point gained opposed to two points lost. For FC. And you know, I mean, one thing you can see as well is you can see a team who are having to rely solely on the very small squad that we've got. This week, Chorley have gone out and brought in three new players. You know, that's, you know, two ex-Wigan players and the lad from Guiseley in the form of Lee Molyneux. FC United and Manchester at the moment, not really bringing in Danny Recchi. Recchi was with us last season, actually, but got injured during last season. Never played any games, but been out for 2 years. Quality performance this evening. We do miss, though, and you can see quite you miss Steve Irwin on that pitch,
yeah,
don't you?
Yeah, you do. You miss his work rate and what he brings in to the rest of the team. You know, he lifts players around him. The energy that he's got, it just oozes out of him, and everybody takes, you know, example from that, and they can put that into their own play. We certainly did miss him. I think Racky's got a lot of qualities, but the fitness side of his game isn't quite there.
He has played 87 minutes, hasn't he? And he played a full 90. I think he played a full 90 on Saturday as well.
But
didn't
you could see that he wasn't moving forward quite as much as a player of his calibre, a fitter player of his calibre. You'd see more effective, I think, in the game.
No, I think you're right. I mean, the guy's ultimately got quality and talent.
He's lasted a long time, but you can see, you know, he had eyes strapped to his leg just then, and you can see how tired his legs will be. It was a difficult game for FC, but they've come away from it. I think they can take a lot of positives in terms of certain performances. We've had texts in about Sam Baird, and again, he just looks like he's been there for years. He's starting to really establish himself in that back four.
Yeah, he's a good solid centre half. He's got pace, and you know, I mean, looking at the game overall, I mean, you know, we'll hopefully be speaking to Tom Greaves and maybe another player. I just think personally, we've got the kind of caliber of players that can move out with the ball quickly, that can get up the pitch quickly, and can get into the final third quickly. And we just, for some reason, played a bit of a waiting game this evening against a Chorley team. We were sort of like maybe trying to prize them out of their area. It's never going to happen against Chorley. They're resolute in their defensive duties. They've got pace and quality as well. And, you know, the likes of Baird, the likes of Glynn, you want Glynn further forward in the pit, up the pitch, rather than where he's picking the balls up. Kay, you know, he has that. He's that good holding midfield player. And he had a game tonight where, you know, there was some positives, certainly positives from him, but there was also, he gave the ball away quite dangerously on occasions. It needs to get to Tom's thoughts, because, as I say, I do believe we have that talent in the team. And
I can see,
maybe,
I can,
a bit more belief,
I think
maybe,
I can understand, understand what they were, the attempt, like you say. We were trying to prize them out, to open up some more spaces for players like Kieran Glynn to run through, to draw the Chorley defence out, because they are very, very strong. But like you say, FC have got pace. You know, in the back four, we've got pace, we've got wisdom, we've got senior that can bring it forward, and you've got players like Glynn that should be pushing up a little higher up the field. And so that didn't really work out for us today. A team, when you're playing teams like Chorley, it is, you've got to hit them fast. As soon as you win the ball, you break down their play, you've got to be ready to explode, because as soon as you give them an opportunity to get behind the ball, it becomes very, very difficult.
Yeah,
to
they've had a similar way of playing football for a long, long time, and you know it's difficult to get behind them. But if you've got that pace, as you say, you start off with a positive, pacey player up top, and then you know you've got all the quality players in and around the pitch. I just think we just lacked a little belief in ourselves to a degree. I think you've got that quality, as you say, we want Kieran Glynn driving forward. We want the likes of Sam Bear, when he gets that ball, being able to bring it out 10 or 15 yards and putting a pass into someone only 5 or 10 yards away. We were a bit disjointed for much of the game. But that'll come, and I think the youthfulness of the team will come to the fore, really. I think if Tom was looking at his ideal squad, he'd probably want another 4 or 5 players, which we're not going to get this season, I don't think. We certainly and sorely miss the likes of Steve Irwin because of his work rate, what he brings to the game, the smile on his face, and the sheer, you know, delight when he's out. He'll have a shot from distance. He reminds me very much of like a George Thompson. George Thompson was sorely missed since he's left this club and gone on to do really well at Harrogate. But Stevie Irwin is one of those players that you can see he's infectious, isn't he? He's infectious.
He is. And he covers such a lot of ground. I don't think there's many players out there that cover quite as much as he does in a game. And he's always on offer. And so we did miss that, because every second ball would be a Steve Irwin ball. But you've got to find, you know, there's going to be times when you've got to play without these players and they're not going to be available.
Of course,
so there's
got
to be somebody else, or there's got to be another system that you work on to make sure that you don't miss them quite as much.
Your thoughts, James, this evening?
Well, pretty average fare, really. I think Irwin is a big miss for this team. I know he was missing last week as well, so maybe it's no accident that FC have scored, you know, drawn a blank on two occasions. Interesting to see a back four instead of, which seemed to work well. I'm very impressed with Baird. You know, he's keeping out Fagbola tonight, and I think generally the defence was solid, well organised, but slightly frustrating probably last couple of games, really, when FC was, you know, I'd been sort of stepping forward and just a bit of a hiccup, really. And just such a lack of quality, I think. And Chorley showed some good stuff, but their finishing, I mean, in the final third, I mean, FC were quite fortunate, I think.
Yeah, yeah, that, I think you're right. I mean, if you go back to the game against Nuneaton, I mean, Nuneaton in a very strange position this season, because they're a full-time team. They've got some good quality players. And FC really weren't at the races at all. And if I compare the two games, I've got to say that's a much better performance from FC tonight, because there's been endeavour, there's been work rate. They've closed down space better than they did against a team who played a very, very high line. I've not seen a team centre-half, the defence, the entire defence from Nuneaton were actually 10 yards from the halfway line for the entire game, and they just closed down every bit of space for FC and never allowed anything to be threaded through, and we never looked like in any way shape us going tonight, but a few occasions, mainly set pieces, which a little bit disappointed, but we didn't actually test the goalkeeper at any stage in that game. But it's a point, and when you're struggling, when you've got a threadbare squad, when you've got players that aren't your own, and you're doing your best with those players, and those players are giving you everything. I mean, you know, we'll find out obviously about Danny Wisdom as well, hopefully shortly, because he went off injured, as I say, very innocuous. He fouled himself, in fairness, but let's hope he's okay. But we take the point, because Chorley are a team that, you know, frustrate, and, you know, as you say, better finishing, as we said earlier on, with Wilson. I mean, he had so many chances in that first half.
He certainly did. I think, in fairness to FC, a lot of their opportunities were forced from distance. I don't think they had anything clear cut in the penalty area as such.
A couple of headers, a couple of headers, and a lot of shots towards the end. But
nothing. They kept them at bay, and I think a lot of the shots, especially.
I think that was, to be honest, the lack of quality that Wilson showed, because he had chances to move forward. In the same way as McCarthy had two opportunities, he could have moved the ball
snatching
a little bit forward,
but
he's snatching at it really, and we need to do better. But the positive is, it's a game of football that certainly, from a Stockport County perspective, with Jim Gaddenham here tonight, he won't learn a huge amount. John Flanagan from Curzon, he probably hasn't learned a lot.
Tommy from Spennymoor sat next to me, and he thought it was poor, and he was the one he picked up straight away, that because he'd been at Nuneaton last week, and he said, you know, Irwin, you know. He said your best player's not wasn't there last week, and
he's
Tommy, who's the scout for Spennymoor. He was checking out Chorley really, because they're playing soon, and I think they're. But he's not really seen the last 2 weeks. He's not seen the best of.
Well, the thing is, he has seen a really good game FC versus Spennymoor over the Christmas period. You know, so he knows what we're capable of doing. I mean, I think we're at that stage of the season, aren't we now? And we're coming up to what time are we now? We've got 8 minutes before we go off air. I think we've got that stage of the season now where we had that great run through December and early January. And runs like that sometimes, because of a small squad, can come back and bite you in the respect of you lose a couple of players, influential players, a couple of suspensions. Stevie Irwin's is a suspension, you know, for accumulation of yellow cards. And you're not expecting that. And all of a sudden you get told, and Tom would have probably not realised, and like most of us went, oh, you're joking, it's a two-match suspension. And that really throws you hugely. Danny Rackie, bringing him in, say he was here last season, didn't quite... He got a bit of an injury while he was here last season when he was training. He was only back here because he wanted to get fit. But you can see the quality of the player, And what I do like, and a lot of people said it, but I like the retribution that he dished out to Joseph O'Keefe, because O'Keefe was the player who brought down Kieran Glynn outside the area he snapped his leg. He went over there and clobbered him, didn't he? And he took the yellow card for the team. That's an experienced player who's protecting a bunch of players he's only trained with on and off, and that's his second game. Yeah. He's going to bring a lot of quality, and what he'll also do, he'll bring a lot of experience you'd expect onto the training ground.
And when Irwin's back, so what's the...
He'll be back for Tuesday. He's available now.
And what's the recipe then? If is Racky similar player? I mean, do they work together? I don't know, I mean
they could possibly complement each other, right? Racky more as a holder and give Irwin a bit more freedom to move about.
I'd be giving Racky a rest on Tuesday in the Manchester Premier Cup semi final. It's on a 3G pitch. He's obviously gone off with ice packed on his leg. Irwin will want to come back, be chomping at the bit to do well. The 3G there is unlike any 3G. It's like a grass pitch. It's fantastic. There's no crumb on it. It doesn't bounce awkwardly. You won't even know when you get there. You won't even notice it's not a grass pitch. It's that good. Hyde themselves, a third in the division, doing really, really well at this moment in time. And it's going to be a really tough ask. They played quite a strong team on Monday as well in the Cheshire Senior Cup, and were beaten on penalties by Stockport Town at Woodley. I would say we haven't got a huge amount to change. You know, we've got to play the players that are there, really. And I like, at this stage of the season, momentum. I love momentum anyway. I think they've been great for the country. But equally, they've been very... Momentum for us is getting those players playing week in, week out. Those that you can afford to rest, maybe with an injury, do so. But it'll be a similar team against a very, very good high team. And then we've got the massive, huge, big... massive game in a couple of weeks' time, because they've got Stockport in between. But no, I'm only joking, Stockport supporters. We've got that big game against Stockport County. Stockport on the back of a fantastic win against Maidenhead. Alan Devish's team, the manager of Maidenhead. And I watched the extended highlights, and County were 2-0 down, and you just could not understand why they were. They were outstanding on the night. They really were absolutely superb. I think, though, they'll be missing Harry Winter, because he got a second yellow card and went off, was sent off, so he probably won't be available. But they're a strong team, County, and they're coming good at the right time of the season again, and they've got a good squad, so it's going to be a really entertaining game here with a massive crowd as well.
And a little bit of needle would maybe be too strong a word, but with what's gone on earlier in the season, Jim Cannon's Gannon's comments and those results, really.
Yeah.
Then Wales knocking him out of the cup and the three all.
Listen, Jim Gannon's had needle with pretty much every manager in this division. You know, that's the nature.
That's the nature he is.
That's what kind of person he is. He's a thinker of the game. He's not scared to voice his opinion. He was very complimentary of Tom Greaves when Tom got the job, and he phoned him up and gave him, said well done. So Tom. So that was a nice thing to happen. But equally, it's going to be a really good game of football, and these are the kind of clubs that you want to come up against. That point today is going to be helpful to us if we can beat County. Fantastic. We just that mid table. We want to be safe. I think probably some of the reason of maybe between 45 and 48, maybe 50 points is required this season. And it's going to be tough, and we can move on hopefully into next season with a good pre-season under our belt, with some new players and a little bit of impetus, because we're going to need new players, I believe, but we're also going to be able to keep some of the really good talent that we've got, because we've got them on contract, which is always really important. Until Tuesday, FC Live will be with you again at Hyde United. The Mighty Tigers take on the formidable FC United of Manchester in the Manchester Premier Cup semi-final. We'll see you on Tuesday. We'll also see you on Saturday with Stockport County coming to Broadhurst Park. But with that, everybody, it's goodbye from me.
Goodbye from me.
It's goodbye from me. Thanks for joining.
Take care, everybody. All the very best. Tom, thanks very much for coming up.
No problem.
Leaving us here in the freezing cold for the last half an hour. Don't worry about that. It's okay. We've had a long discussion about the game. Rather than me say anything more, our listeners, I'm sure, are bored of me. Tell us your overall thoughts of the 90 minutes that you've just taken part in.
We defended well. Take the positives out of it. We've kept a clean sheet. We weren't good enough on the ball today. We weren't good enough going forward. We changed up and went something a little bit different. But the lads that were supposed to be getting forward weren't getting close enough to me, so it kind of became a 4-5-1. And that's something that I said I'd never play. It's not my game, being a lone striker up there. And we just didn't get close enough to me. I didn't think we was nowhere near good enough on the ball today. But credit to the lads at the back. They've defended well. And take a positive out of it. We've got another point.
You've come into the game on the back of a poor result. We discussed that last week, and you said, which was, I thought, was very open and honest about team formation. You said, look, a lot of clubs may be thinking that they know exactly how we're going to play, so we're going to have to maybe think of other ways of playing. And you've gone out and done that on the training ground over the last last week.
Yep.
Start with a 4-3-2-1, so to speak, or 4-2-3-1. Was it a question of perhaps containment in the first 45 minutes? Was that the plan, or is that just basically how it ended up?
We wanted the bodies around me going forward. I've never liked playing up there by myself. It's not my game. If I was going to do that, I'd bring in a 6'7" centre forward to get hold of it and win the headers and things like that. We came out on the back foot straight away, and that kind of put our game into a negative perspective. We wanted to get on the ball and go and control the game, and if we'd have done that, we would have been able to push the bodies forward. But again, Charlie have come out well. They've started very quick and got us on the back foot. And to be fair, they've been better than us for most of the game.
We have a 45 minutes where Wilson has two or three really good opportunities. We don't really have anything in front of goal. Very similar to Saturday's game. We sat back, I think, a little bit too.
Yep.
And we were very, very deep.
Yep.
And being deep allows teams to come onto you.
Yep, of course
We saw that certainly against Nuneaton. I mean, they played a very high pressing game.
Yep.
I'm not saying today that Chorley played a particularly high pressing game, because you know what they get. They get players behind the ball. Did you feel the likes of Kieran Glynn, who was on when he's on the ball, was excellent, was just far, far too deep for you, and you were trying to, move players further up the pitch rather than playing in our own third? We should have these kind of players playing in their final third.
Yeah, Kieran's the one who's got to link that midfield with myself and the lads whoever are up there. I feel like we've done that for the last three or four games, especially here. We've let teams come at us, and we've been far too deep, and we've defended well, and we've ended up getting points on the board. Obviously, it's another unbeaten game, but we want to be going and winning games, and we've not created nowhere near enough up front there today. We've, in patches, we've done all right. We've got the balls in good areas. Then we've chose to cross instead of setting it. We've chose a shot instead of passing it. And it's just getting the mix right. We seem to be either defending really well or we seem to be going forward really well. We're either scraping games or we're winning 5-4, so to speak. And I'd rather take the 5-4 games, to be honest. It's something that we will work on. We've got to be getting the ball and being more positive. We've got to be pressing higher and controlling the games.
Steve Irwin, key player.
Yeah.
10 cards in 20-odd matches. Is that too many? You know, when you've got a player's key, is it just too many cards, for whatever the reasons are? I mean, is Steve obviously very competitive player.
Yep.
But, you know, he was missed tonight.
He has been missed.
And is that something to look at, or has it just been bad luck?
We've spoke about it a lot. There's been far too many cheap, silly yellow cards, and they mount up, and then it comes and bites you on the backside. Yeah. And at the same time, we've had three of our key midfielders out for Saturday. And
yeah.
Like I said in the programme notes, if Barcelona had three midfielders out, they'd be struggling.
Yeah.
So on Saturday, that was a new look side. The lads barely knew each other's names, some of them in there.
Yeah.
So it's something that we do need to cut out of the game. Stevie's work rate and his will to get on the ball and will to win the ball back is second to none. He's massively missed in there, but you time a challenge a second too late and you're getting a yellow card and like he has done, he's mounted him up. And obviously we're not blaming Stevie for getting suspended, because it happens. But yeah, we've got to cut out the silly ones.
Sam Baird, though, preferred to Jordan Fagbola, and he must be very encouraged by... Yeah, always been an impressive young player.
Yeah, he's been great, Sam, to be honest. He was probably unlucky when he started against Southport. He found himself back on the bench again in the game after that. We had a little bit of a chat. He felt a little bit hard done by, and that was fair enough, because he's coming and we've kept a clean sheet there. So, no, he's doing well. I'm happy with his progression at the minute. He's going to be one for the future, definitely.
Yeah, well, I mean, one for the future, but equally, I think, one for now, because
he was one of
two or three players tonight that sort of like stood out in a scrappy, awkward, game of football. We looked at Sam and we looked at his positional sense and the way he gets rid of the ball. Just think simple.
Yeah.
And what we were discussing, and again, this is something I'm sure you'll look at going forward, is there's so many young players in this team that have the ability to move the ball forward quickly, to come out with the ball. And unfortunately, it just got stop start. So with your own team, let's say, let's say you're the manager next season. We very much hope so. You're going to be that manager. You're going to be looking at maybe different players coming in and formulating a team that's your kind of style. You know, you said yourself, you were like, you know, the 5-4s. You'd like to play good, attractive football. There's the base is there. Tatum's got great pace. Glynn's got top quality. Jones has got pace. Young Senior's shown the quality. He's got Baird at the back. And if you can marry that with a little bit of experience, and we're going to talk to someone with massive experience shortly in Danny Rackey that you brought in. I know he was here last season, but never played. The blend's going to be really good, isn't it?
And it's that
fast attacking football that we've always been wanting at FC, and we've had it over the years on and off.
Yep.
So we're looking forward to that. But a word about Danny Rackey. Second game in, full 90 on Saturday.
Yep.
Tonight, another 86, 87 minutes.
Yep.
What's he brought to the team?
Like you say there, great experience. He's one that the lads will really look up to. He's played at a good standard and a high level. Obviously, he's been unlucky with injuries over the last couple of seasons. Not played for 2 years. I don't think you can tell that. He's come in. He's done really well. Like you say, probably one of the better players tonight on the ball. He was good. So yeah, we need players like that coming in. The good quality to really mould these young lads as well. It's somebody that they can look up to. And if we get that balance right next season, we've shown in December that we can compete with the best in this league.
Yeah.
You don't become a bad team overnight. We've had some. I won't say tonight's a bad result. A 0-0 against Charlie 6 weeks ago would have been a superb point.
Certainly, we've discussed
that. We've kind of set our standards very high, and I know the fans don't expect us to win week in, week out. They just want us to run ourselves into the ground. but we've kind of set our standards and we've kind of expect to
not, you peak, not to expect you to basically peak too soon. That's a problem. You've peaked too soon.
Well, that's it. Yeah, if we'd have gone on a run in December where we've not picked up many points, then that would have been a fantastic point tonight. But you look at the games that we've won, and you kind of think that we can go and beat these teams. But we're not gonna play unbelievable week in week out.
No,
it's a game of football, and like I say, we've got a lot of young lads in there. So if we mould the lads with the lads that are more than experienced, then we'll have a good side.
And a very quick one, and we'll let you go after this, a very quick one. Jamal Crawford comes in, he's making his full debut, really. Good moments from him, and again, a young player that's going to show good quality going forward.
Yeah, definitely, yeah. He's one that will excite the fans. We didn't probably get him on the ball enough today, and when Charlie had the ball, he found himself a little bit deeper than we wanted. So it was a tough one for him out there tonight, but he's got potential to be a very, very good player.
Very small squad.
Yep.
Tuesday, semi-final of the Manchester Premier Cup against a very good high team. We won't be taking that lightly at all, because they are top draw team. 3G pitch, which is absolutely fantastic.
Yep.
Looking forward to that?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, it probably suits some of our lads, like the likes of Jamal.
Thinking the pace, yeah.
Yeah, tonight it was a very heavy pitch again. That could suit the lads. It's something that we want to go and win. We want to get to the final and we want to win it. It's a bit of silver at the end of the day, and obviously we won it last year. We want to win it again.
Well, listen, we'll talk about Stockport County on Tuesday. Thanks very much for coming up.
FC United manager Tom Greaves there, speaking on FC Live following FC United's 0-0 home draw against Chorley on Friday night. Also after the game, Swampy and James caught up with new signing Danny Rackey.
Danny, welcome to FC United Radio, first and foremost. And I've got to say, when you arrived on the team bus on Saturday, I thought Ross Noble had joined the football club from behind. And
Jesus. No,
not Jesus.
I get Jesus every night.
Well, I mean, I'm a man who's had very long hair in the past as well. So, but listen, we know a little bit about you here. You came in last season under Carl, and you were doing a little bit of training, got a little bit of an injury. You've been out for two full seasons. You've been back training in the hope of just getting yourself physically fit. Yeah. We read that tweet that you sent out to your son on Saturday, which we thought was beautiful.
Yeah, don't get me. Tears could come here. But
To be honest, I got a bit confused. I thought you were wearing his boots, but I didn't realise he'd signed your boots, hadn't he?
No, I've had his name put on. Unfortunately, I can't wear them because they're a little bit stiff. So I'm wearing an old pair.
Right, okay.
But yeah, obviously, been a tough couple of years personally, you know, just down to football. Sometimes the body gives up on you here and there, and, you know, it was difficult. I was hoping to go back into the league. I had a couple of options after coming back from Torquay, probably coming into the peak of my career at sort of 27, 28, with a bit of experience behind myself, and I just fell over out on a run. Sort of strained the knee tendon, and I've not been able to correct it. And got to a point last season around Christmas time, and you know, I had a chat with Margie then, and he was like, come in, you know, we can use your experience. And I trained for a few weeks and it just flared up again. So unfortunately I had to go back to square one, and it's been a very, very long process. The last sort of 6 months I have been fit. I was actually in with Charlie and Barrow pre-season looking for something, and with a bit of drive again, got the all clear over Christmas, and it was just luck of the draw, really. I think obviously FC were down to small numbers. I got in contact with Greaves here, and you know, came in, and obviously he's like what I've seen, and you know, just want to build the fitness up a little bit now, because I know when I am on song and I've got a bit in my legs, and I know what I can offer, especially at this level. It's a fantastic club. I get a buzz sort of being here, the facilities, the fans, everything, and hopefully I can contribute something that helps this club going forward.
So did you approach Tom when you heard what was going on, or was he on the phone to you?
I actually approached him. We've got a mutual friend who was Greaves' manager at Bridlington back in the day, and I'm friends with him, or I've always been in contact with him from when I was at Huddersfield Town as a young boy. He was involved with the football club, and he rang me, so I said, I've had a chat with Greaves here, why don't you give him a text? So I texted him, and he was like, get yourself down. Yeah. And then obviously a few games were called off. They had a couple of Tuesday night games, a couple of training sessions because of the snow, so it was a bit stop starting. I was like, not too sure what's going on here. And then he literally came up to us on last Thursday. He was like, want to sign you tomorrow, you'll be starting Saturday. I went, perfect. So you know, I had to be realistic as well, you know, with the wages side of things. Just said to them, you offer me whatever you want and I'll sign the papers and let me just come and play.
Good,
so
for you.
Yeah, just a little bit fatigued tonight. The last two pitches have been very, very heavy. Yeah. So they have tested my body a little bit. But the main thing is I'm not feeling anything in my knees at all. Good. And it's a blessing, really.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we saw you, I mean, for the first time on Saturday. And, I mean, it's when you watch a game, you can see certain individual players, and you can see the bit of quality that they've got about them. And we saw that because you've got 2 feet, you've got a left foot, a right foot. You make space for yourself, and you can deliver a very, very good ball. How do you think you fared yourself this evening? We clearly think you did really well because you're man of the match.
Oh, right, I didn't even know that. Thank you.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, you're not there because you're good looking and long hair. You've got a bun in your head and you wear a headband.
I've got to keep out of the first one. No, I appreciate that. I mean, obviously, I thought I had a little impact when I was getting the ball. For me, I am a player. I like to hog the ball and I like to move players around. You know, from my time at Torquay, if you see any of the sort of reports back from there, I like to try and dominate the games. And when we've got players like Jamal, Sam that came on second half, Kieran Glynn especially, who've got the hips, they've got the 5 yards in the locker, they can move forward. It's just about, can I win the ball back in our half when we're under pressure, and can I play 3 or 4 passes and get them the ball in the final third? You go do your bit. And, you know, hopefully once the fitness comes, you know, the pitches aren't the best at the moment, but, you know, it's that time of year. And
but it'll make or break you, I would have thought, wouldn't it, with the pitches they are at the moment? That, you know, you'll know by the end of the season the pitches, how fit you
played,
are.
Played on worse. I mean, we could be in League One at Rochdale and we'd be struggling. Do you know what I mean? We've all seen their pitch. But, no, overall, I mean, you know, we've worked hard. Part of my game comes with the experience that, obviously, I can offer. And it's organisation. It's getting in the right areas. It's being proactive and not reactive. Do the work. Do the work before you've got to react. And that's something that's just come with experience.
There's a question that we were thinking about. Obviously, you know, with games coming thick and fast, Stockport County on Saturday, big game. Jim Gannon's been here this evening. Also, the Manchester Premier Cup semi-final at Hyde on Tuesday. The one player that we believe we've missed a little bit has been the likes of Steve Irwin. He's been tremendous since he's joined the football club. Now, you've been training with Stevie. We were looking and thinking, can you play Steve Irwin and Danny in the same team? Because that would be quite an interesting dynamic. And from your perspective, is that something that you think that could work quite well? Because you're both quite similar players, but is it something that, you know, you look forward to, playing alongside someone like him?
Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, I will always try and dominate the game that I play in. Doesn't matter who I'm playing with, what type of player. Obviously, Saturday, Nuneaton, I played in there with Tyrell and with Linney. They're both number 10 players, so I have to organise, I have to drag players around. I'm a big talker. Mm-hmm. So whether that be Steve Irwin, whether it be Scott Kay, whether it be Lloyd playing in central midfield, I'll always be the one that'll take the onus anyway. It doesn't really matter to me who I play with. I'll concentrate on doing what I'm doing. I'll drag the players around me, get going on the game. Obviously, came down to watch the Southport game, thought Steve had a really good game. Obviously, I think he picked up a booking, that's why he's been out of the team.
Right, yeah.
But obviously, it gives us competition to fight for places. Obviously, I've come in, I'm 30 years old, I've got a couple of 100 league games behind my belt. I don't want to sit in the stand. He's been here, he's been playing well, he doesn't want to sit in the stand. Scotty K's captain, he doesn't want to sit in the stand. So there's a fight on now for positions, and you know, hopefully that'll improve performances and drive other players on. And at the end of the day, the league's tight. I know we've got a cup game Tuesday. We'd love to get to the final. You know, I want to win things. But we're 5-6 points off playoffs. We're still a couple of points off relegation. So there's still a lot to play for.
There is indeed. Listen, it's been great talking to you. I mean, I'm sure we could have sit here for the next half an hour to an hour having more of a chat. And we will have more chats on team buses and so on and so forth. But you are this evening's man of the match. Ordinarily, we would have a drinks manufacturer's drink.
I don't drink, so we're all right.
Well, it wasn't. No, it was non-alcoholic. It was, but unfortunately, the papoodles nowadays. So we can't give you that. But
I appreciate that.
But welcome to FC. Really enjoyed watching the last couple of games.
And I'll just get one thing in. I'll dedicate that to my little boy Leonardo for the man of the match.
There you go.
So
fantastic.
Thank you very much.
FC Live Man of the Match from Friday evening, Danny Rackey. To find out now where that result leaves FC United in the league table, and for all the other results from Saturday afternoon's action in the National League North, it's over to Marv Willis for another edition of Marv's Sports Report. Marv.
Thank you, Cockers, and hello everybody, and welcome to another edition of Marv's Sports Report with me, Marv. Well, that point for FC United and following subsequent results on Saturday keeps the Reds in 12th position in the National League North table, 9 points in the playoff and 6 points clear of the relegation zone. And it was a good Saturday afternoon for FC when it comes to staying ahead of the relegation danger zone. Managerless Gainsborough Trinity lost 3-0 at home to Jason Gilchrist and Southport. Leamington lost 3-1 at home to Harrogate Town, while Curzon drew 3-all away at Boston United. In fact, the only team to win in the bottom six on Saturday was second bottom Telford United, who beat lonely North Ferriby by 3-0. There were some results higher up the table too, if anyone cares. No? Well, okay. Leaders Salford lost 1-0 at York City. Darlow beat BPA. Blyth beat Brackley. Alverton beat Tamworth. And some matches were postponed due to the weather. Or bad weather. And that concludes this week's edition of Marv's Sports Report. With me, Marv. Farewell.
Thanks, Marv. FC United return to action this week with two big games. Firstly, on Tuesday evening, it's the semi-final of the Manchester Premier Cup as FC United travel to fellow fan-owned side Hyde United. The address for the ground is Ewan Fields, Grange Road, SK14 2SB. That's Ewan Fields, SK14 2SB. Admission prices will be £8 for adults, £5 concessions and £3 under 16s. Kick-off on Tuesday evening will be at 7:45 p.m. And then on Saturday afternoon, it's back to Broadhurst Park and the league as FC United host local rival Stockport County. Kick-off on Saturday will be at 3 p.m. But as always, if you cannot make this game in person, then have no fear, the FC Live team are here. They'll be going to air on www.fcumradio.co.uk on Tuesday from 7:30 p.m. and on Saturday from 3 p.m. on your very own FCUM Radio. And that's the end of This Club Is My Club for this week. You can hear this show on Monday and Tuesdays at 9 a.m. and 12:30 p.m. on www.fcumradio.co.uk. And on North Manchester FM every Monday evening at 9:05 p.m. on 106.6 FM. The podcast can be downloaded via our website or from the iTunes store. And all the goals are held on audioboom.com/FCUMradio. Thanks to everyone involved in FCUM Radio and the club as a whole. Thanks for listening, and from me, Cockers, see you next time.